prepare for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
For true lovers of sports, one of the most entertaining spectacles about watching live sporting action is the quality of the live commentary and the analysis of the action. This is where the true knowledge and understanding of the game is passed to millions of fans who tap into the experience of anchors, analysts and pundits who usually are experienced journalists and retired or serving players and administrators. The likes of the late Ernest Okonkwo, Chuka Moma, John McEnroe, Gary Lineker, Martin Tyler, John Champion and countless others who work in various sports around the world have made sports broadcasting more exciting, entertaining and educative. However, there is a negative side to this matter. Many sportsmen and women and administrators recognize the value of these sportscasters and analysts in shaping public opinion and so corrupt them with money in order to receive positive coverage. This has led to many to believe, for instance, that here in Nigeria, these analysts and pundits are one of the biggest problems in Nigerian sports because many of them have sold their souls for a pile of money. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be looking at sports broadcasting in Nigeria and how many feel it has done quite a bit of harm to the Nigerian sports industry. My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a very short break and we'll be right back. There are those who believe that Nigeria's legion of sports broadcasters, analysts and pundits are partly to blame for the poor state of Nigerian sports. They believe that they are paid by players and administrators and are therefore unable to tell them the truth. We pose these and other questions to ace broadcaster Deji Omotoyinbo.
This is Sports Planet.
What is the difference between being a sportscaster and a sports analyst? A lot of people come out and describe themselves as sports analysts, but very few people ever say, I'm a sportscaster.
You know, sports analyst, because a lot of people call themselves sports analysts because they have other jobs. Maybe he's a doctor, he's an engineer, he has deep knowledge of football or any other sport, and then he has a friend or somebody who knows him, can put him on air, and they call themselves sports analysts. A sportscaster is somebody who it's your job. Your job is to present and package sports programs, whether radio or TV. You might be an anchor, you might be a reporter, but you're part of a team that produces and packages a sports show on radio and TV. That's your sportscaster.
Okay, so what about the argument that the reason why sportscasters and analysts thrive in Nigeria is because in our society, a lot of our sportsmen and women who should be taking up these roles, their education is not as good as it should be.
It's a factor. It is a factor because I've had the privilege of working with some. Some are good. Some give you what you want. Some, they can't really express themselves. And that's part of the things we're also working on for the future, to have a training program for sportsmen who want to come into media. I won't say sportscasters in Nigeria are thriving yet, or sports analysts are thriving yet. We still have a long way to go in the industry, even though I did a research, we have over 450 radio and TV stations in Nigeria at the moment, and all of them definitely will have sports departments. So the industry is growing, it's virile. But we have not gotten to the place where you would say that you're sure a sportscasting career will give you a good life, quote unquote. There's still a lot of financial struggles to go through. And that's why I said sportscasting has to be, for you, a passion and a profession, not a job. There's a difference. A job pays the bills you want. But a career is something you're committed to, even when you're struggling to pay the bills. You know, this is what you want to do. I know many times struggles have come, people have to, if you're going to find another job and all that. I really couldn't find myself in another job because I wanted to do this and I enjoyed doing it. So the passion has to be there, the commitment has to be there to say I'm going to go the long haul. You know what you're getting involved with when you're starting a career in sportscasting, but it can be very, very profitable. It can be very, very worthwhile. But you know, when you turn a hobby into a job, you and I know, it's not like you're working. You can put long hours into it. You can do it for days on end. As long as you have an understanding family, you can spend long, they know you are work. And then when all your friends are sitting and watching, I have a friend who, anytime we're watching sports, he's always making fun and say, don't mind DJ, he's work, you know, and which is true. Yeah. Anytime you're watching sports, you're looking for things that the ordinary eye would not see. You're looking to pick up statements by the commentator. You're already thinking of using that to pack how you're going to package your own program. Maybe it's a radio program in the morning, maybe it's a TV program and all that. Your mind is constantly on the move. You're constantly being creative.
There's also been a tremendous argument going on in the polity, how sportscasters or sports journalists are probably the biggest problem of Nigerian sports itself, because of the fact that they lack this same objectivity that you're talking about. Also because some of them are actually paid agents of the major actors. How would you respond to this?
Well, if we deny that, then we are sticking our head in the sand. It's there. And I think it's there in every country of the world, where people will always be people. They will have their, and that's what I mean by partisanship and objectivity. Maybe your friend becomes sports minister, or your uncle becomes a sports commissioner. You find it, or your good friend of yours is the captain of the Super Eagles. You find it very difficult to be objective when it comes to, that's why doctors will tell you, if you are involved, if you have blood relation to a patient, they tell you you can't treat this patient. Other doctors will come and treat. So there, it's there. And then I think the administrators themselves feel they need to use good press to cover up poor performances, which at the end of the day, it really doesn't work, because you cannot, everybody can't be on the take. It's impossible for everybody to be on the take. So while some are trying to use some to launder your image, there's some that no matter the amount of money you have, they won't look at you, they will say it as it is. So we thank God that we always have people like that. I think they give a kind of balance, and they give a kind of objectivity to the whole thing. But every journalist should know that. Every sportscaster or anybody involved in sports journalism, whether print or radio or TV, should know that your reputation, your integrity is their biggest asset. Once you lose that on the altar of trying to help somebody or please somebody, you've lost everything in terms of, because I always say this, apologies to Fela, administrators are soja go, soja come. We sportscasters, we are barrack that remains. If God blesses you with good health, this is a job you can do till you're 60, 70. You know, if God, your faculties are working,
Fabio Lanigbekun,
exactly.
So,
and then in that period of maybe 30, 40, 50 years possibly, how many generations of Super Eagles you will see? How many generations of administrators you will see? So why are you trying to tie your integrity to one man who, after some years, would leave? Are you not going to sell your soul to the next person that comes? How many souls do you have to sell?
Has anyone ever tried to buy you?
I've had instances where people say, can you please tone it down? Okay, I always tell people, look, I will say it as it is. I honestly believe, I value my integrity, I value my name to the point that I think it's unquantifiable. There's no amount of money you want to give to me that can buy my name or my reputation or my integrity, because that's my unique selling point, the reputation for excellence on what I do, the reputation for objectivity at what I do. If somebody is your friend, you would rather call the person and tell the person something in secret rather than write it or say it. And you need to build your reputation for forthrightness, candor, honesty and integrity. And it's difficult to do that when you are having players, officials, administrators who are your friends and all that. It clouds your reasoning. And I try not to do that.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
And here is where we bring down the curtains on today's episode of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can send me all your sports views, questions, and comments on Twitter, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And for more sports stories from all across the world, please get your daily copy of Complete Sports from your vendor. Visit www.completesportsmanager.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button on the website to listen to this episode or previous episodes of the show from our podcast archives. My name is Tunde Koiki, and before I go, we here at Complete Sports Studios would like to say congratulations to Mr. Tola Badekale and his lovely wife, who threw a huge party today for the naming of their twins. Here's wishing the twins a wonderful life, and we'd like to say to them, welcome to the planet.